I will sing you the tale of that struggle long ago, when weary men of Texas would face their hated foe. San Jacinto, though far behind, San Jacinto lingers in my mind. Will you come to the bar? Was the only tune they knew. The drummer was a drumming and the piper piping too. So they marched across the field to the battle they would go, remembering all that Goliath, remembering Alamo. San Jacinto, though far behind, San Jacinto lingers in my mind. The Mexicans were camped on Vince's Bayou's Cape, while Deaf Smith burned the only bridge preventing all escape. The Mexican siesta was calm with never a sound, until our English sisters spit out a mighty round. The Texans led by Houston let out a bloody yell, and overwhelmed our enemy and sent them all to hell. San Jacinto, now war's done. San Jacinto, freedom has been won. San Jacinto, so far behind, San Jacinto lingers in my mind.
Widely known is the name of Susanna Dickinson, messenger of the Alamo, for she and her infant daughter were the sole Anglo survivors of that bloody conflict. Known also, particularly in Austin, Texas, is the name of Susanna Dickinson Hannig, the wife of Joseph Hannig. But that's not the whole story, not by a long shot. For even to begin to tell the whole story, you have to know all of who she was. Susanna, nay Wilkerson, Dickinson, Williams, Herring, Bellows, Hannig. That's right, five husbands in all. Like most 15-year-old girls in Hardeman County, Tennessee, Susanna Wilkerson never learned to read or write, simply because schooling had nothing to do with providing for her husband, nor raising a family. It was through her husband that her path would lead. Never could young Susanna have imagined how long and bumpy that path would become.